Well, we're calling it the Fair Trade Market.
Fair trade.
And it's about justice. It's about giving people in impoverished countries a fair and living life, a life of decent life, you know. So what we've done is we have collected items from Lutheran World Relief, which comes from all over the world. A few countries are Bangladesh, Chile, India, Ghana, Indonesia, the Philippines, Rwanda, Kenya, Mexico, the West Bank. So just think of the uniqueness of all these different items that are being collected. So we have those items, and we have also items from Sharing the Dream in Guatemala. And these companies have formed cooperatives. They get these artisans and artists together, and they collect their goods and bring them to our country and sell them, and then the money goes directly back to these artists. They can invest in their community and in their education, in the infrastructure. They can give loans to other people who want to create their own businesses. We also have Fair Trade coffee, and we have that for sale at Messiah all the time. It's from Equal Exchange, and again, cooperatives are formed as coffee beans, cocoa beans, teas. They also have items from our country, small farmers of almonds, pecans, and cranberries. It can't compete with the mega farms.
So what's happening? When is the market where?
Sorry. It is at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. I get so excited about this whole fair trade idea. St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Saturday from 10 till 2. Hopefully, if the weather is good, we'll be outside. And then St. Mark's again on Sunday, 11 to 3. The other thing I want to point out for definitely is that we are not making any money on this. It's not a fundraiser. It is no profit to us, and it's all going back to the artists and artisans. And some of these people are so impoverished.
What we're talking about is something that folks at St. Mark's and Messiah Lutheran are working on getting an opportunity to do some unique shopping and some unique, get a few unique things for your home. And Mark, this also has to do with something here that you're saying, that the Sharing the Dream. Tell me a little bit about that.
So Sharing the Dream is an organization that started in South Dakota and is actually working with communities in Guatemala. And so they work with the artisans down in Guatemala to import their goods to the United States. The proceeds from all the sales go back to the workers in Guatemala, but they also go to community development, where they're doing supporting orphanages, schools. They have an adult center for elderly residents in the community, where they get lunch meals and routine health care. So a wide variety of projects. And that's similar to many of the projects that the co-ops are doing in all the different countries that are represented in our
and one of
market.
The things we were talking about here actually off microphone is that in terms of these items and these things, that this is an easy way to help out.
It's very easy. These are high quality items, low cost, and they make great gifts and great things in the home, and you're making a difference in the lives of these people.
Now, we're going to give you the information again here on with this particular opportunity to do the shopping and checking out some of these items here again. But, Betsy, there's also something else coming up here that you wanted to make sure people know about that you're tied in with as well.
Definitely. It's Messiah Lutheran Church's end of summer celebration, although I hate to think about the end of summer. We just got it. But it's Tuesday the 25th from 6 until 9. There'll be goodie bags for the first 150 maybe. Food, kids' activities, a bounce house, free fun, free food, free everything for all ages. And at the same time, the Village shopping area, which is just south of Messiah there, we kind of, you know, butt together, they're having music in the Village. And so they're having all kinds of musical groups coming, and they say walk the street and feel the beat, and that's from 4 until 8. So they overlap, and it should be great fun. We invite everybody to come on down and get to know your community.
And it's certainly a good opportunity to do that with that. Now, Betsy, let's recap what's happening with the market. What's happening with that?
Okay, it's Saturday at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. That's on the corner of Fair and Presque Isle. And Saturday 10 to 2 and Sunday 11 to 3. But I would recommend coming Saturday because these things are so adorable and they're so reasonably priced. You will not believe how low the prices are on these quality goods. So
for those that are just joining us, what are some of the things again? What are some of the things that folks
goodness.
Can come and check out?
There are adorable things. There's baskets, there's weavings, there's scarves, there's bags, there's lots of jewelry. There's planters, I guess you'd say. There is the cutest little thing that's a basket with this chicken on top with the wings open up.
There, so you got to get there early to get this. Oh, because when it's gone, it's gone.
Yes, it's gone. They're unique. They're one of a kind, and they're wonderful. So I'm afraid we'll sell out by Sunday. So you better come Saturday.
Okay, and all of this benefits various groups domestically and around the world, and the churches are not making any. It's not a fundraiser for the church or anything like that.
No, it's not a fundraiser at all. And back to how easy it is. I drink coffee in the morning. Many people do. Why not drink Equal Exchange Coffee? You know, you give justice to somebody, and you're having your coffee at the same time.